Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Miss the Two Fat Lattes on air? Now's your chance to catch up with another Two Fat Lattes podcast brought to you by Big Mouth Media and Joy 94.9.
Oh, you're a silly latte sometimes, aren't you?
You are.
Well, oh. We both are.
Silly latte.
Now, have you been tuning in to public television?
Not at all.
No, I know you love the Foxtel.
I love I love cables.
But, you know, our public TV, you know, free to air, they're gathering momentum, Benny.
I had the unfortunate incident at my house when I invited producer Paul and Jay and Frank over to my house. And
what was the unfortunate incident?
Well, producer Paul and Jason walked into my house to find MasterChef on the television.
Yeah, Junior.
They thought that I watched it.
I had to explain
that Frank Latte had MasterChef. What's the ridiculous... The new ridiculous thing they're doing?
Junior.
Children.
Junior.
Who's ever heard of a child preparing a gourmet meal?
Apparently there are.
There are not. They do not exist. They are the prodigy of television people.
Oh, really?
You know, like of show
Some
parents.
Of them are quite good.
No, they're not.
Well, you haven't tasted the food.
You don't want to. Those fingers have been in their noses, picking their asses. I do not want to taste, you know.
You know what the sad thing is about that?
A filet mignon that smells like poo.
I understand where you're coming from, Benny. Mm. But you know what the saddest thing is about that show?
People watch it.
No. What? There's a sadder aspect to it as well. That they can cook better than I can, sadly.
That's true. That is true. And you know what else is really sad?
And I don't want to be told
You
that.
Know what else they do that you don't do?
What?
They clean up after themselves. Oh, dear. No, but it's just wrong and ill.
Like it's wrong and ill. Okay.
It's just, it doesn't
work for you.
What is going on in a nation that most of the people in the nation would look at that and think that is reasonable watching television?
2.3 million people.
That's just not right.
Well, apparently something's working. You know what's really disturbing about that?
No.
Those children have got nothing to say.
Have you ever had a conversation with an 8-year-old?
It's not quite in depth.
I have to out someone here. My friends in Perth, their son, when I was there over in Perth recently, at Christmas time, he actually had a conversation with, he's like 12 or something.
Yeah.
And he actually started a conversation. And I just looked at him and I said, like, that's not normal. Like, shouldn't you just be saying yes and no to my questions instead of asking me questions?
Why would that not be normal?
Well, he was telling me about his electric guitar, that he wanted a, you know, a burgundy
one. Isn't that fabulous?
To me, and I had to...
Well, you're amazed by that.
I had to shake his hand. I had to congratulate him. And I said, you, my son, are obviously not gay because you're actually holding a conversation.
We were monosyllabic when we were 12, weren't
we?
Yeah,
and a lot of rainbows can't hold conversations. I've met them all. Have you met those ones?
A few.
Like, I've just started saying whatever. You know what I mean? Like, you ask a question and it's like, you know.
You don't get anything back.
Yeah, it's just.
One word.
Yeah. The Two Fat Lattes, that's Benoit and Francois.
Francois.
I was trying to say Franger, but
you can say Franger.
I love
Franger. It does mean something else.
That's a really old school term.
I love it.
Franger.
I think I used it when I was in year 11.
You used a Franger when you were in year 11?
No, I used the terminology.
Oh, I just had a bad visual.
Anyway, as I was talking about before, you sidetracked me.
Yes.
There are two new stations that have started up.
Yes.
Now, they've gone for a particular market.
Seven Grey and Seven Brown.
No, it's called Seven May.
Seven May.
Really? It is called...
What happens on 7 Mate?
Well, apparently...
It's not X-rated.
No.
Oh.
The idea is to go for the 18 to 39-year-old male market.
Well, that's been my idea for ages. I'm in that market.
Have you been trying to go for that market too?
I have been trying and trying.
Well, I think what you need to do is drop a few of these television programs because apparently they work.
Maybe I should just start acting bogan.
Maybe.
Because it works for fat, straight chicks. Have you seen the numbers that are hanging off their arms?
Really? No, I haven't.
Oh, you should hang out at Northlands.
Anyway, yeah. There's apparently this new station that's called 7 Mate.
7 Mate.
18 to 39-year-olds.
Oh, sounds hot.
And all they're doing is running reruns of Family Guy, American Dad.
Yep.
Scrubs.
Yes.
And I think there's one other show in there, but that's
sounds
just
good.
Just on reruns.
That sounds fabulous.
And then they've got the opposing station on Channel 9.
Yes.
And they've started a new one called Gem.
Gem?
G-E-M as in jewel.
Oh,
Gem.
Who worked that one out?
But this one's for the women. This is all soft
is
and fluffy.
Like, it's not like the Viagra for women.
No, this is for girls. And it's got, you know, your telly movie of the day.
Oh, shit.
It has
Ellen, it does. Does Ellen it have reruns of Mike Walsh?
Oh. Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, what?
And what else they've got? They've got. I had the program out the other night, and
why do women actually enjoy Ellen DeGeneres? Whatever.
I think because she dances.
I've been really trying hard.
You're struggling, are you?
Yeah. But, did you see?
She's fun for a bit.
A little while ago on 60 Minutes, they had the story about. They had something. Everyone was like. I was on Facebook and I was going, you've got to watch TV. There's something about gays.
Okay. So you have to watch it.
Okay, I better go watch it.
Because you're a sponge for that stuff.
I ache for it. But they had they had the really good looking Leso on it. Ruby Rose.
Ruby Rose.
And the really good looking Poof, the one that dives.
Oh, the Matt Mitchum.
Yes, gold medal. And
gold medal.
Everyone was like going, oh, fantastic, fantastic. And, you know, again, I know I'm a little, you know, I know I'm living with jaded sunglasses on. I'm very jaded.
You need to remove those occasionally.
But did you get a sense of wrong about that story?
Well, I don't know what the story was.
Well, I'll tell you what the story is. If you want to be accepted in Australian society, win gold medals and be really good looking.
Do you reckon that was the moral?
Yeah, because otherwise the only way that you want to know a Leso is she's really good looking and wears lipstick.
Is that what they were?
Well, they didn't have anyone else.
It was commercial TV.
Oh, hello.
So they do go with a theme.
No, but like, because normally, you know, my theory of, you know, whenever there's a movie and they have like a lesbian in it, she's always some psycho that kills people.
You know, that's a step up.
Yeah. So
we've got to hand it to them.
And the gay guys are either, clown, you know, they're some sort of ridiculous, like on Channel 9 and Channel 7,
yeah.
They talk about entertainment news.
Yeah.
And they're like over the top and ridiculous.
Nothing like our show.
We are not over the top.
I was watching Lady Gaga and she had food on her.
Oh, normally lose it when I think. Did she wear some? Is she wearing some ridiculous
she
dress?
Was.
Oh, how's the nose
she,
on it?
You know, the most hilarious.
What
thing
about the honker
on her?
Jeez.
And she wore these humongous glasses.
It's to hide the fact she's got a huge nose.
Well, I can forgive her for that. What I can't forgive her for
is her taste.
When she wore her meat dress.
Was that really a meat dress?
Apparently it was. It was at the MTV Video Music Awards.
Was it really a meat dress though?
It was. It was cuts of meat.
No.
I just don't know how it was held together.
I thought that was a Photoshop job.
Well, you know what she wore on her head?
A cutlet.
It was close.
Was it?
It was close.
She wore a cutaletta. Cotoletta. Hey? Did she have tortellini earrings? That chick's wrong. But why? Why didn't she? She needs to wear the meat dress in Australia.
Let me tell you.
She needs to wear the meat dress in Preston and just get like totally covered in blowies. Do you know what I mean? That's now there's a photo I want to see, like a swarm of blowies just buzzing around it. She'd be like a piece of.
I just want to tell you what she wore on her head.
What did she wear on her head?
It was a, it was cut off.
No,
it was fat that had been cut off.
Not the skirt. Was it the skirt?
It was cut off a piece of meat. It was just the fat. It was
it's
like
the white bit.
The white bit. It was just flat on her head.
I think that's a Photoshop job.
You reckon?
She can't be that bloody ridiculous.
She is.
I told you they just roll around in the garbage and whatever sticks is turns into
stuck.
A dress.
That certainly stuck.
She
was making a point.
Was the steak cut on the bias? She didn't have meat gloves on, did she? I'd love to see. I want to see her meaty gloves. She's bloody. She's. I hope there was no. Was there chicken fillet? Was there chicken fillet? I bet you she has chicken fillets.
No, it was all meat. It was all beef.
She had. Did she have a purse? Was she? Did you see her purse?
I didn't see her purse.
I want to see her purse.
I can't talk about this anymore.
I bet you she had a tripe purse. I want to see her tripe purse.
I don't want to see it. I think I can't speak anymore.
During the, you know, like a little while back, I was on Facebook.
Were you reminded of something on Facebook?
And everyone was like, you know, sending me messages about, you know, have you seen Briny?
Briny.
On television. Oh, no. And I was going, who's Briny? And remember Tuna Briny? Tuna in Brine? She was like.
Bryn Eccleston?
Yes.
Oh, she's a piece of work.
She needs some work. Now, everyone was. And a friend of our old friend Georgie said, like, mate, you've got to get on the blower, get on the old television and have a look at the Brownlows. So I quickly ran in because they had the brown carpet on. Not the brown, the blue. Was it brown or blue?
Well, I think last year it was electric blue. Oh, no, they didn't do electric blue.
Well, last...
It was cobalt. Let's I remember try, you were disgusted by that.
Let's talk about television for a moment and the excellence in broadcasting. Do you remember who actually hosted the blue carpet? The blue or brown? The brown carpet?
It was Briny.
No, was it?
It was her.
No, she was... Last year she brought that really young guy, her husband, along.
I just remember her.
I was like, can you put the subtitles on? Anyway.
They didn't have enough cash for that.
They had the chick that sells cracker biscuits and oats.
Cracker biscuits and oats.
She's usually selling cheese or yogurt.
Is she a sports person?
Yeah, I think she used to play netball and she's got really big front teeth.
Oh, I know who that is.
And
I've forgotten her name. But I know who that is.
Well, she was she actually had a dress on.
She okay.
And no undies.
Oh.
Yeah.
No VPL.
There was no undie going on there. There was a bit of drapery, but there was no undies. And she had an asymmetrical shoulder. And I swear to God, she looked like an IT professional in drag. What does that woman and yoga and whatever she sells, like yogurt and oats.
Netballs.
Hey, netballs. Have to do with fashion.
I don't know, but why was she there?
Well,
it was the Brownlow.
Her asking people, what are you wearing, is the most ridiculous question I've ever heard in my whole... Like, do you know what wearing means? Because she just...
Well, just judging from the people that she was asking, maybe not.
And Tuna Briny came along. She had like... She mumbled something. I can't. It was like listening to someone with a New Zealand accent.
She cracks glass, that chick.
Oh, she's a diamond cutter. Anyway, she had a dress that apparently she got out of the taxi. First, she had a, it had a full train on.
Oh, okay. You know, like I missed it.
It was a full gown. And then, through the miracle of Velcro, she undid
what
the...
bit came off?
She undid the Velcro and her dress turned into a very long T-shirt. I swear to God... If she, I thought she was going to drop the train. I said, Jesus, don't. There's no room on that floor for giblets. But the beauty of the night, the absolute winner, was when they, you know, they had the cameras in the actual ballroom.
Really? Okay.
Dip. It reminded me of something. I said, this reminds me of something as a child. It was bringing back childhood memories.
Yes.
Seeing a ballroom full of really bored people with a floor show.
The Logies.
No, an Italian wedding. My cousin Giuseppina's wedding.
Was it like that?
It was, you know, everyone, like, it just looked so flat.
Was there someone up the front going, they had, Campbell Brown?
They had some chicks.
12 points.
They had chicks with their fiddles, those violin players. You know, the ones they pluck out when they're really desperate for entertainment.
Oh, they didn't have any entertainment.
They had, like, you know, those they play like rock and roll, like they play some sort of rock and roll, like AC/DC anthem with a violin.
Oh.
And everyone just squeals because that's like the best entertainment everyone's seen in ages. Getting a couple of... You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
It's like Charlie's Angels.
So they all looked bored, did they?
They were so bored. And you know why they're bored?
Why?
Because this year they couldn't serve alcohol.
Oh.
They didn't serve alcohol over the whilst it was being filmed because of Brendan. Because
it's Fever.
Feverola, whatever her name is.
Feverola.
Hey? Okay?
Yes. He did create a scene last.
Feral Roller. Listen, Frank, we do have a Homo helpline. There are people aching out there, hurting in society. One of those people hurting is Daphne Drizzlepiss. And
is it her name that's hurting her?
Daphne is she's in London at the moment and has sent us a Homo helpline via the Atlantic.
Gorgeous.
She was very busy all
teletexting.
Night. No, what was that? Morse code.
Morse code.
Yeah, I had to decipher all the noughts and crosses. It says, hello, it's Daphne Drizzlepiss from London. I need your help, please, guys. Last week, I went around to my Auntie Elsie's place in Swindon. She put out a nice spread with some nice biscuits. While she went in...
Aren't they nice?
Is it nice or niece?
I thought they were nice. But they're you nice? Might be right. It could be niece.
Oh, okay. While she went out to get the teapot, her precious cat crept onto the table and started licking the sugar off the top of one of the biscuits.
Oh.
Oh, dear. It jumped back off the table when it heard Aunt Elsa coming back into the room, as luck would have
it. Well, what did Daphne do? She didn't remove it.
Aunt Elsie grabbed the biscuit the cat had been licking and started to eat it. Oh, I don't think Aunt Elsie knew that the cat had licked it.
Oh.
Otherwise...
Well, wouldn't Daphne have said something?
But wouldn't it have been damp? Usually when a...
They got rough tongues.
If they do have a rough tongue...
So maybe they didn't have any saliva.
It's very rare for a cat to lick you.
Yeah, that's true.
You really have to entice. So anyone knowing that must have enticed it, Frank.
What are you suggesting? I just know that cats have rough tongues. They lick themselves. You can't lick dry hair and have saliva on your tongue.
I'm just trying to remember. It's been a long time since I've licked hair.
I'm talking cat hair here.
Anyway, as she is so defensive over the cat, I wasn't sure whether to tell her what had just happened. I normally adore cats, but this large spoilt Tom is one of those animals some people would gladly throw into a wheelie bin. Please, should I have said something?
Oh, yes, Daphne. I'm surprised you didn't whack the cat off the table.
You can't whack a cat off.
Well, you know, I would have enticed it gently off with my foot.
Nah, cats...
What? You can't have allowed Auntie Elsie, is it Auntie Elsie, to have eaten that biscuit. Daphne was...
Aunt...
There's bad form there, Daphne.
I don't think Aunt Daphne... I don't think Aunt Elsie would have worried about it. Because, you know, sometimes when cat people are alike, they can do... They'll, like, lick their cat.
They don't
cat.
Care.
They'll lick their cat.
Really?
Oh, no, you wouldn't lick a cat, would you?
No.
Oh, some people have been known to lick a pussy.
Oh.
That's a very young cat.
No.
Oh, can we go? Can we go? Are you being served?
What do you mean?
Have you seen my pussy?
Thanks, Mrs. Slocum. I think, yes, you're right. So you're saying Aunt Elsie's kind of like Mrs. Slocum.
Well, some people allow dogs to lick their dinner plates.
See, you're making me dry reach right now.
So am I, because I once saw a documentary on the History Channel. No, on National...
I don't know if I want to hear this.
It's National Geographic, but there's a bio channel. Like, yep. You know, they do like medical mm-hmm. research.
Yeah.
And there was a lady...
I'm feeling ill right now.
Oh, get ready to spew. There was a lady... Some wacko in America, she used to let the dog lick her face.
No, Benny, do not continue with this.
Dogs lick your face, right?
I don't know if I want to hear this.
Well, dogs don't have fingers to wash places that get dirty. Do you know what I mean?
I know you drift.
They're not very
hygienic.
They're not very talented with a bar of soap and a wet one. So they have to use their tongue to do that. Business.
Okay.
Anyway, so the problem is that sometimes they eat raw meat,
mm-hmm.
like pork, and they get prone to things like worms that can't live. And anyway, this lady got a mouthful of worms.
Right.
Like worm eggs, and like it built a cyst and she had to have it taken out.
Right.
And that's why you should never let an animal lick your face.
So what about if it licks your biscuit?
Well, if it licked your Monte Carlo, you're in trouble. I see, if a cat licked my Monte Carlo, I would be spewing. Because you'd have to throw the Monte Carlo away.
You would.
It's like if a cat licked your Tim Tam. Do you know? If anything.
But it licked Auntie Elsie's Monte Carlo or nice biscuit.
Or Scotch finger. Look. It's not I don't think it's the first time a cat's jumped up and licked Auntie Elsa's Monte Carlo.
So the moral of this story is that Daphne Drizzlepiss should have intervened. She should have had an intervention.
What Daphne Drizzlepiss should have grabbed the Monte Carlo by the biscuit and she should have put it on the floor and the cat on the floor and said, "There you go.
Eat your Monte Carlo."
She should have opened her Monte Carlo up. It, like, opened the Monte Carlo wide and let it lick the inside.
Australia's going to have a bit of a grasshopper plague soon.
No.
Yeah, if not already, because I've seen them on the news. They're all
Is it because of the rain?
Because of all the rain, yeah. Oh. They're going to eat us out of house and home. You know, we had them in the 70s, those grasshopper plagues. And I can remember walking through fields and
Western
they were just
Australia
everywhere.
Had one in the 90s.
Yeah, they're horrible.
They're called locusts.
Yeah, well, same thing. But apparently snakes too have bred early and they're coming out as well.
Oh, snakes breed
I think it's amazing what rain does. Brings everything out.
A bit of moisture helps things along.
And apparently a 73-year-old Polish pensioner... was shocked to find a 2-meter anaconda looking up. A 2-meter anaconda looking up out of a toilet bowl on Monday.
Ooh, in Poland?
In Poland.
It's very cold there.
Well, that's what I was thinking. If she was in Warsaw, I don't know where an anaconda is going to come from.
If she sat on the toilet, she might have a Warsaw. Oh, no, that's your Warhol. But I heard she had a great Warhol.
Apparently the police said that after she raised the lid of the toilet seat, she saw a huge snake.
She didn't pass it.
No. They wanted to slit it out of the toilet bowl. She slammed it down and then called the police.
Well, if I was stuck in a toilet, I'd want to slither out too. What was she doing with the lid down?
Well, she had to keep it down because it was popping out.
No, but that means she must have had it down beforehand.
Yeah, she lifted it, saw it a snake and then popped it down. She had to keep it contained.
No, girls keep the toilet down.
Yeah, wow.
That's right. So that makes sense. So we're just doing some report.
Oh, are you doing some investigation?
Investigating. We're just trying to. We're a bit like CSI. We're going to nut out.
Because she's a lady, she has the dunny seat down.
So the story's true. But, you know, one time in Bali, I was in Bali, and you know how, like, in Bali, they often have an outside bathroom?
They do.
And my bathroom was outdoors.
Was it open to the elements?
It was open to a fish pond.
Was it a squatter?
No.
So was it?
No, it was a sit-down throne.
It was a sit-down one.
It was a throne affair. But when I was having a shower and I noticed, I looked over at the bowl and a snake came out.
Out of the bowl?
So then I had to scream. Because then
I had to scream.
I had to scream. And then like I realised, like if the men of the village came around, I'd have nothing on. What's your feelings of people on aeroplanes leaning on you?
How do they lean? Is it leaning back? You're talking?
No, sleeping on me.
No, that's not on.
Yes. Well, they were little.
Not even that.
No, they were like...
Sorry.
It was a child.
I don't care. But if I'm travelling for 24 hours, I ain't having anybody on top of me.
I felt really bad.
Unless I want them.
I was like, get your head off me.
Was there someone next to the kid?
Well, it was like a big family group. It was like the Mormons travelling in, you know, in economy.
Yeah.
And like, I was sitting next to the window and like, they had two of their kids were sitting next to me.
Yeah.
And they couldn't work the television, you know, in the back of the... So I had to sort of like...
Help
and I
them.
Thought, well, aren't you like generation? What are they now?
Y?
No, Z or something. Aren't they like post 2000?
They're millennium children.
Yeah. I thought you should be up with
Net Gen.
Yeah. Anyway, they had like problems opening their juice. We need to speak to the person. One day, can we actually interview the person who invented or does the orange juice on Qantas or like on aeroplanes?
Why? What are they like?
Have you ever tried to open one of those?
You spill it over everyone.
I know. What happens?
You have to pierce very slowly.
How? With what?
You need a nail file.
You're not allowed to bring them on.
I know. Hence our dilemma.
You really need, like, you need fingernails and you need, like, vice grip.
Maybe you can get a little, you know, one of those, what are those things in the hair? A hair
and
clip from a,
you know what,
one of the
after
stewardess?
All that, where it takes so long to peel open that foil and then you have a mouthful of acid. You're just gasping for water.
So what happened to this kid?
Anyway, the kid fell asleep and like they want, because they're so little and feeble, like they could just lie across the seat.
Yes, right.
But of course, when he laid across the seat, his head ended up in my lap.
Right.
And I was going, oh, can you not? And I was like trying to push his head off. Like I was like, you know, and I thought, am I?
You know what you should have done?
And just I needed some rule book. I needed a rule book. I needed to like.
Couldn't you put your armrest down?
The armrest was down.
Oh, what was he on top of that?
But no, the head slipped under.
Under the armrest.
It must have been a very thin head. But but it was all like, he was all over me. And I said, oh, dream on, kid.
You know what you should have just done? Cocked one of your cheeks.
What? Oh.
Cocked one of your cheeks and dropped biggest fart.
I wish I had.
The kid would have moved very quick smart.
How I wished that the last day in Milan, I just went feral on meat. low fiber and lots of meat. Do you know?
Yes, I do.
But I didn't. I didn't even have a Brussels sprout to speak of. I mean, even a legume would have helped.
We've been talking about annoying things on a plane.
I've had a man fart next to me.
Have you?
Yes.
Has he been bugly? Or is it just silent but deadly?
My friend that I was sitting with, you know, because when they turn off the lights, I think when people turn off the lights, it's like green light for open your bow. Do you know what I mean? And I think...
It's like they're in bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they get that.
And I mean, oh, no, you're... And so my friend Nick got the escape route thing, you know, the help...
What's the
pamphlet.
Escape route? Oh, yeah, that to wave under
yeah.
his nose.
So he was waving it so that, and then this man woke up because he felt the breeze.
Yes.
And I said, well, we've been feeling the breeze for ages since
oh,
we
so
left.
Oh, so he smelled his own. Was it the same person that
oh, that's not, that's, people love that.
Smelling your own. How much they can torture people.
Have you ever noticed? I've noticed that in lifts and stuff, people like turn their head very quickly for a moment.
Mm.
And then you see that look of happiness. Have you ever seen anyone do that?
Yes, I have. I've actually, you know, I was at the gym the other day and one of the trainers was talking.
Yeah.
And while they were talking, they were getting kind of further away from me.
Yeah.
Because I think he'd kind of smelt something.
Oh, no.
That he'd actually, it would emanate from his.
Oh.
It had come from him.
Yeah.
So I think he got kind of paranoid all of a sudden and walked away. And then slowly I kind of got the gist of what was going on.
Oh.
And it wasn't good. No.
That can happen at, in a. It,
and he, then he started talking to me from the outside of the room.
You're contracting all your muscles.
Anyway, why do we always talk about farting?
I look, one thing that happened one time when I've only been to the gym a few times, but like one of the times there was a lady doing some exercises and she had like those floppy shorts on.
Yes.
And she had to put the medicine ball, you know, the big ball. What's that?
The Swiss ball.
The Swiss ball. She had to put between her ankles and lift.
And I was why do I know something's going to happen here?
And then I was on the treadmill and I was watching her. But then my friend who was next to me said, stop, because she saw something I didn't. Well, she saw something from her angle. Then I realised, because she didn't have any undies on, and I, you know, I saw the back end of the roast chicken.
Don't do that.
Oh, I love the gym.
Oh my God, I thought she'd done something.
She did.
You've been listening to another Two Fat Lattes podcast, proudly brought to you by Big Mouth Media. Voiceovers and audio production. www.bigmouthmedia.com.au and Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.